Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I just don't drive it in Massachusetts because there has been some kind of a battle declared when it comes to driving a pickup truck by the Secretary of Transportation in our state. That song, unbelievable, by the way, Lee Brice, and was written after an interview that Paul Monty did about his son, Jared Monty, who was a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. After passing away fighting for this country, and Paul continued to drive his truck around as a way to stay close to his son.
So, we had Paul on the old show, one of the more powerful interviews I've ever heard. What an amazing man.
From Abington, I think, right?
I believe on the South Shore, you're right.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I would say to Monica? The reason why we have to drive pickup trucks is because driving through any Boston city or neighborhood or town, it's like driving through Iraq with all the potholes.
Well,
so
they're
killer on the suspension.
Do you think maybe that we live in an area where it snows and people want to drive a bigger pickup truck or an SUV so they can get where they have to go?
Oh, yeah.
What about the police officers that drive pickup trucks now in the state of Massachusetts?
Right. It's nuts. Here's Joe from Cambridge. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you, Greg?
Enjoy
your show very much.
Thank you.
I was very upset about Curtis calling someone I'm sure he's never met before stupid, and her whole expertise is that she read a New York Times. So while he was saying this, I don't know the person at all. I just Googled her. She has an extensive background, both federally, economically, state, and regionally in transportation. So she's an expert. You're not. And you goof on people on climatology. You're a four-year graduate of BC, and you admit that you spent those 4 years drunk. So what's your expertise in climatology when 98% of the world scientists say it's happening, but Curtis says it isn't?
So, Joe, let's work together here. Good morning. She was on the MBTA board from 2015 to 2021. How is the MBTA doing?
Okay, Secretary Transit.
Okay, Joe, I answered your question. I'm asking you one. How did she do with the MBTA, Joe?
I'll tell you, Curtis. So it's her fault in the last year and a half when Callie Baker didn't do anything about the teeth for 8 years and let it fall into decrepitcy.
What?
And
it, for the what? Last what does that have years, to do with anything? She was on the board for 7 years.
For five administrations.
And, Joe, I'm just affording her the same decency.
Yeah, listen,
she's Joe, I'm affording her. You can keep the ad hominem attacks. I used to be. I'm an alcoholic. I drank my ass off. Made a million mistakes in my life, Joe. Probably make another one today. I love who I am, and I'm happy with who I am. Joe, I know.
When did you learn climatology?
Joe, I am affording Miss Tibbetts nuts the same. Joe, I'm affording.
What did you say about Miss Tibbetts nuts?
I'm affording her the same decency she is giving the residents of this state by prejudging anyone that drives.
Idiot?
Yes.
She
can
called
you say
you
that
an idiot. I missed that.
Joe, I'm sorry. Anybody that says I am going to judge people based on the car they drive is someone's opinion I think is worth trash. Nothing.
Good.
So I don't care where you went to school or what climatology nonsense you want to regurgitate.
I'm not a little rich kid whose daddy built a building at BC, you schmuck.
Joe, I didn't talk about you. I don't care where you went to college. I'm talking about the lady that we're discussing.
You just
brought it up, you idiot.
No, I said I don't care where she
well,
went
now
to
he's
college.
Calling you an idiot. Wow.
I'm Joe. It's a very nice day. I love that I make you angry. I have this like this way about me. I'm trying to say to you very succinctly that the person that we're paying $200,000 a year to has a history of working for organizations that fail. And
Joe?
She has the audacity to tell me that she's going to judge someone who got up at 5 a.m. to drive down the Cape so he could pay for his family to live in this godforsaken place.
You said her expertise was based on maybe she read an article in the New York Times. And I just pointed out to you that she's done this research and been in this industry for 20-something years.
You're
and
right.
You said,
you're right.
Oh,
I should restate.
Read an article in the New York Times.
Right.
And now you're talking about, well, she did something to the T.
No,
you're
no.
all over the place.
No, Joe, I'm right here, buddy. I'm not all over the place. And I will tell you very simply.
You act like you're a scientist.
No,
you're
Joe,
not.
Joe, thank you for calling.
I love how he says that I'm making ad hominem attacks and the entire call was just name-calling. Very simply, I'll restate it more clearly. As Matt Damon said in Good Will Hunting, she dropped $200,000 on an education you could have got just reading one column in the New York Times about.
It is a great last name, though.
Monica Tibbetts Nuts.
Tibbetts Nuts.
Yes, it's an excellent last name. In case you missed it during my lead, this is what the Secretary of Transportation here in Massachusetts said about those who drive pickup trucks.
I mean, that's just true. We can't price them high enough or put enough fees on them enough that's going to stop the type of person who wants to buy that car. And I am 100% passing judgment on someone who wants to drive basically an 18-wheeler as their personal car. We have no control over it. It's horrible. And the thing is, you know, right now we're talking about the weight of EV cars and especially larger EV SUVs. So this is something, trust me, we're concerned about.
Passive judgment.
Don't we have bigger fish to fry? Like, I just
don't fry,
understand.
Well, if she's...
Why are we trying to make more problems? Why are we trying to get more people to hate the people that are running this commonwealth?
Well, you can have an opinion on how you feel about what you might think will help. But when you start to say, like, I'm going to pass judgment on people who drive trucks like that.
On you. She's passing judgment on you.
We could easily, us pickup people could easily pass judgment on a person who drives a Prius or a small EV car. And I don't think that Miss Tibbetts Nuts would like some of the things that us pickup truck people would say.
But, right. but it is just an amazing thing where the people that are most for tolerance are most for acceptance of everybody, are really just for creating rules where they can judge everybody else freely without any repercussions.
Yeah.
Like, what does the fact that I'm an alcoholic have to do with the damn thing? And it's fine. I have made a billion mistakes live on the radio for over a decade. Joe, and anybody else that wants to disagree with me, that's fine. You can point out the fact that I grew up wealthy. Yes.
But, Curtis, Joe is right. You are not a climatologist.
Okay, every climatologist.
No, he's a meteorologist, Greg.
It's so simple, though. What she's saying is just gobbledygook that's regurgitated at the Pete's Coffee down the street every morning. It's a way for you to judge people you don't know without fear of any retribution.
And the gas price, believe me, I would love, you know, my truck is a gas guzzler because the gas prices, for some reason, have gone through the roof again. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't mind getting an EV, but it's going to cost you, you know, $150,000 for a nice
who's
pickup
gonna,
truck.
Like, when we get rid of all the pickups here in Massachusetts, who's going to plow the streets?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to be done?
Global warming, no more snow.
Yeah, they'll put plows on the front of our Priuses. wasn't there a thing for, like, people to go around?
Equitable plowing?
Yeah. No, but then they have, like, people will go around on bikes with plows on them.
Bikes?
People behind equitable plowing think I'm dumb.
Maybe four-wheelers.
Oh, yeah, the four-wheelers with the plows on them.
Yeah, aren't there, like, a four-wheel plow thing that we were supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they'll do.
Right, they can use wind power.
No. That impacts the Kennedy's view on the beach of the Cape. You can't do wind power.
You could have, like, some kind of a wind glider that glides down on the wind and plows the streets.
What are the things?
If there's enough power behind the wind gust, you have to wait till it's very windy.
Then
you get plowed out eventually.
Right, I mean,
what were the things the mules used to pull? When we wanted 40 acres in a mule, what were the thing that they used to pull that they had?
Oh, in the field? Like
in the field. You know, it looked like
just a plow?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I think it was a name for it. It looked like a plow, but it was called something different.
All right, we're way behind. That's okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Tibbetts Nuts. Such a great name, though.
It really is.
We'll get to They Said It coming up. And then the news with Courtney at 7:45 on this morning show. It's Roadshow Week. I can't believe it's Roadshow Week.
And it's Earth Month, and we're doing this.
Earth Day, actually.
It is, yeah, oh, today, yeah. It's Earth Day today, Curtis.
God bless.
It is Earth Day today. You'd think a meteorologist would know that. I mean, it's a pretty big day for the meteorologist.
He didn't even go
community.
To school for it.
No.
But yeah, we'll be in Brattleboro, Vermont on Friday. And we'll be at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire on Thursday watching the draft.
And we have to go to the Vermont Deli. Have to.
Yeah.
Right, it's non-negotiable.
Okay. All right,
we'll have to go get
on
the mac
up,
and cheese.
Or...
Yeah, on the way up, probably.
Okay. All right, we'll do that.
Just like a regular deli?
Yeah, but they say it's the best deli.
All right. Roadshow's presented this season by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time New England. Roadshow number one, Stone Church, Brattleboro, Vermont, Friday from 6 to 10. See you there. Here's Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. A good weekend for our teams. The Bruins get it done 5-1 on Saturday to go up one in the series with the Maple Leafs. It was the Sway Man who Montgomery went with for game one. When asked about game two, Montgomery told reporters this yesterday.
Yeah, we're still contemplating, you know, like, what's the right way to go?
Game two will be tonight at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 7.
He says it like so unsure of himself. Like,
I know. I know. He's waiting for goalie Bob, clearly, to tell him what he's supposed to do.
No way.
But you can't. It doesn't. He sounds like, and you know, it was a great game by the Bruins, but the unconfidence, is that a word?
No, but you can.
I could use it, but he's just not confident on what decision he wants to make.
Yeah.
And that concerns, you know, should concern you a little bit because the coach is like, what do I do?
Yeah.
The Celtics yesterday handled the Heat with ease, 114-94, the final. A triple-double from Jason Tatum, 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Looks good.
They did. The Red Sox took down the Pirates 6-1 yesterday in Pittsburgh. Josh Winkowski went 3-1/3. He gave up one run on three hits while striking out one. And for the golf fans out there, Scottie Scheffler leads the RBC Heritage by 5 strokes. He's 20-under as a storm system with heavy rain stopped play for 2.5 hours. And then play was halted for darkness. It will resume today at 8. Interesting because during Full Swing Season 2, the darkness aspect was a big talking point. There was one episode where Rory McIlroy and who was the other that he was talking to? But it was like they were playing too late into the day and they couldn't even see the ball and they felt like that threw them off their game. So taking it seriously now. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And by the way, getting ready for Brattleboro and the Poorhouse, it's going to be very cold, like in the 20s Friday morning.
So it is?
It'll be nice. Thursday night should be in the 40s or 50s, sunny.
Okay.
But Friday morning's going to be sunny, but very cold.
Okay.
40 degrees and sunny right now in Boston, 57 is the afternoon high.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hate me, you can call me crazy, but don't touch my truck. Don't touch my truck.
wouldn't trade that sucker for $1 million. Tell that boys come and get me. I'll be riding through the
Curtis, do we still welcome pickup truck drivers as listeners of the show, or are we passing judgment on them?
Unlike $200,000 state-funded employees, this show is welcoming of everybody.
Okay. Well, good morning. Hello. Thank you if you're listening in the truck, or you're listening on the stream at WEEI.com, or you're listening on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's how you can listen to us on the app. If you get to the job site and there's not a radio available, or you're driving in your pickup truck, which is about to be banned by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yeah. You've already been shamed.
Streaming us on the phone or whatever. Thank you. Appreciate it. Lots of different ways to listen to this show. Lots of different ways to watch this show. You can watch it on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And you can also watch it on YouTube. Thanks to everybody who came out yesterday for Basic Brunch, including Curtis and James.
Yep. I can't believe how big James has gotten.
Thanks to Sophia Yurkstovich for showing up yesterday.
Right. Yep, very nice.
Talked a lot of Bruins with her yesterday. This is Matt from Bellingham. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Greg, it's Matt in the car now, or the truck, because I've gotten in my truck and I'm just driving around aimlessly. But I'm calling in to give a big shout out to the breakfast yesterday. I was there. You guys were amazing. The venue was great. The playwright, the food. And you couldn't have been more gracious and welcoming to folks. Courtney, you were great meeting Tonto and Chris and your son. It was awesome. So big thank you. I was the one that was jonesing for Sophia.
Courtney,
you sent her over. She was so pleasant. What a genuine woman. She's so impressive. So great job, you guys. I know. And Wiggy, we missed you. I was looking forward to seeing you, but maybe next time. I understand you guys got a lot going on. So really great event. Really appreciate it. Go Bruins, go Celtics. Yeah. Enjoy your day.
Go Bees, go Seas. Got to watch the game there yesterday. They had the sound up, which was awesome.
Yep.
They got the big screens like the one John Sterling got from the Yankees. And so it was awesome. And we'll have another basic brunch maybe after summer's over or whatever, right? Is that the next one?
Yeah, we may try to fit one in the middle of the summer.
We should try to, if there's another playoff game that ends up being Saturday or Sunday afternoon, which there probably will be, we should try to do a last-minute one again.
Agreed.
Because it was awesome.
Yesterday. There's so many cool spots around the city. So we've got to, you know, expand and see all the different hot spots for brunch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And every weekend should have an 8 o'clock game on Saturday and a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Perfectly separated. And the brunch, it was perfect because people were kind of weary getting up Sunday after the late night. The brunch led you right into it. It was perfect.
And the dessert that they created with the Boston cream yodels,
I mean,
that was award-winning.
There has been some scuttlebutt that the Boston cream yodel is now the most popular dessert in America. I haven't said that.
Really?
But I've heard it.
What's it like to be a yodel influencer, though?
You know what I mean? Really?
I manifested its success.
I mean, it's really extraordinary that you are the national spokesperson for the yodel.
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully don't find out that my dad paid for me to get into BC.
All right.
A detail I always omit when discussing myself.
Yeah. The good thing is it's not easy for a caller to get under Curtis's skin or anything.
Oh, no,
that's a good thing. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Celtics, because late in the game yesterday, Jason Tatum was going up for a rebound. I think there was about a minute left in the game. Jason Tatum was going up for a rebound. Caleb Martin came in hard underneath him, kind of cut Tatum out from underneath him. Tatum came down hard onto the floor.
Prior to that, at the brunch, I was saying, and others were saying, why is Jason Tatum still in this game?
Well,
why is Kristaps Porzingis still in this game?
Because Miami made a little run.
Some were saying that.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Well, after the game, Brian Scalabrine talked about it, and he thought there was a little bit of weird timing with an Eric Spoelstra timeout and then that play. Here's what Scal said about it.
I'm not trying to start nothing here, but I'm just
Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30, down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later, why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there, 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. It looks, what that looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Code Red. You know, like in A Few Good Men. Did you order the Code Red?
Yeah. Mm. He ordered the Code Red.
Yeah, it was definitely a dirty play because when you look at it from a different angle, they put it up a different angle. You could kind of see Caleb Martin. He's not really jumping for the rebound. He's like really jumping in a Tatum.
And he's like hipping him.
Yeah.
There was zero intent for the ball.
Yes. And that was like, that was extreme. But you know what? When Tatum bounced right up, I was like,
yeah,
woo!
I know. Thank you.
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
I know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, the other playoff team in the city is the Boston Bruins. After game one, Johnny Beecher spoke about the atmosphere and playing for a city like Boston.
It was crazy. You know, I knew the energy was going to be there in the building, and, you know, we came up for the national anthem, and, you know, honestly got chills just sitting on the bench and, you know, hearing the crowd and how fired up everybody was to be there. So, you know, what a great sports city. And, you know, the support that, you know, all the fans give us is unbelievable.
It was like the city was back this weekend, Curtis, when it came to sports, wasn't it?
It really did. It was just to have back-to-back games where basically neither was in doubt. It was such an enjoyable, you know, those close playoff games, and there'll be some, no matter how successful you are exhausting. But both the Bruins and the Celtics removed all doubt. I mean, what was it, 17-2 Celtics?
Yeah.
I mean, it was and the Bruins up early, 3-0 in the second. So great, great, great weekend all around.
The bodies were flying around in the first period of the Bruins game. That, like, you could tell the crowd and the intensity of that game was just like, wow.
There was like 40 hits in the first period.
It was impressive. Like, wow.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Next, let's go to a different basketball topic here. Last week, we talked about Jontay Porter being suspended. Mm. Well, prior to the Pelicans-Thunder game, yes, last night, Larry Nance spoke to the media and made an interesting joke. Here was Larry Nance.
Respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No, Johnson. I'm not betting. I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that.
You got to be careful.
Got jokes.
But you said it early on. Mm-hmm. I understand it's the first round, but there's no team in the NBA that makes you nervous at all when it comes to the Celtics.
Nah, and I
Denver?
I watched a little bit, and, you know, the Lakers, not necessarily they had a chance, but they were playing good against Denver, and Denver kind of, you know, towards...
They were up 10 early.
Yeah, and then in, like, the third quarter, it's just like LeBron and AD, it's just not enough for a team like Denver. There's no team that really concerns
me. The Bucks don't scare you at all?
No.
Lillard popped off?
I know Lillard went off, but I still think when Giannis comes back, they kind of, like, they're still trying to feel each other out. I watched the Knicks game. The Knicks playing, why am I drawing a blank on
Sixers.
The Sixers. Joel Embiid got hurt again.
He is a walking injury.
Oh, man. He ended up coming back, but you could tell he's not the same. So
it's a knee, too, for him. So.
Yeah, it's his surgically repaired knee. So when you look at the teams that are going to potentially be in the way for the Celtics to do what they got to do, there's really no team that concerns me, especially if they play like the way they did yesterday on both sides of the court.
Mm. All right, what else, Shine?
I mentioned the Bucks, and Damian Lillard spoke after the game. He's excited to be in the playoffs and not at a certain concert.
The last 2 years not being in the playoffs, it was, it sucked. I was early vacations. Last year I went to Coachella. Like, I ain't never been able to go to Coachella. Like, it's just playing in the playoffs every year. So just having that long summer, it was like, man, I was over that. But being able to be in a playoff series on a championship team and a championship organization, knowing that we got an opportunity for it, you know, I think that was the thing that I was looking forward to most.
Hmm. Curtis, you love Coachella.
I mean, I haven't missed any. I've never been in the playoffs, so I get to go every year.
Isn't Doja Cat
killing? You should have seen my get up this year. OMG.
Yeah. She out there killing Coachella.
Who?
Doja Cat. Yeah. Every time I like.
The people love Doja Cat.
Yeah, she's
they
all
do?
Over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because she went nude or
something. Is she a cat or a person?
No, I think she identifies as a person.
Okay.
I don't know too much about
She went nude, that's why.
I just know, the only thing I know really is that there is some sort of a strong diss track that Taylor Swift directed at Kim Kardashian.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Amy.
What was that all about?
Can I ask a question about Taylor Swift?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Why is she so mad?
She's not mad. She just holds chips.
What was the diss track for, though?
Oh, because Kim and Kanye screwed her over. They released a recording of Kanye on the phone with Taylor after he did that. I made that be famous. And the edit of the video that they released made it look like Taylor was on board with it. And it was...
Has she waited years to do this diss track?
No, there's been a few different songs that have been aimed towards Kanye and Kim, but this was the first one that was just at Kim, talking about how Northwest really likes Taylor Swift's
Curtis,
music.
You should do a diss track toward Monica Tibbetts Nuts.
Oh, that would be a good one.
I think it would be electric.
A lot of diss tracks going on
Didn't
right
Drake
now.
Didn't Drake also support Taylor Swift in his latest diss track?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kanye got a new song out where he dissed Drake and J. Cole. So, Curtis, this is the perfect time to jump on. Get jumping into the diss track beef.
I think it's my time is now. And, Courtney, I would like you to know that I'm officially a Swiftie because I had no idea she was a booze bag that couldn't go over things in her past that she can't change. So, her and I are basically the same person.
Yeah.
And she's also still drinking a lot, by the way. Be careful about that.
She's having fun with Travis when they go out. Yeah.
Is that it, Chime?
That'll do it, Greg.
Okay, news coming up in just a little bit with Courtney. This is Nate in the truck. You're that kind of person, huh?
No, I'm not that kind of person, Greg. Okay. It's just I'm just reality of, you know, Curtis, I'm sorry, bud, but that guy Joe's a complete idiot. What's really going on? And they're just blatantly coming out and telling you in front of your face, and people are buying all that crap. And what they're really doing is they just spent probably over $1 billion on illegal immigrants coming to the state. Where do you think they're going to get that money from? So they're looking at all avenues to go ahead and tax people like they do. I mean, we call it Taxchusetts. But can you ask me, is she one of the people that are actually in the bike lane? I don't think so. She's probably got something.
I don't know what she drives, if she gets to work taking him, if she goes to the state house on a bike. I mean, I have no idea.
But she's a hypocrite. They're all hypocrites, Greg. That's the thing. They're sitting there and they're blatantly telling you out loud what they're doing. And people that voted these people in, when are they ever going to wake up and vote these people out and realize what they're doing to us? They're crippling us. Well, like in a time that people are hurting, working 2-3 jobs, inflation's high. You can't afford a house. I mean, they're gonna do all this to us now, the working class. Like, people need to wake up, man.
Yeah. She's talking about going after everybody that has money.
Mm-hmm.
And in the form of, they're going to tax Uber and Lyft. Mm-hmm. So you're going to pay more if you dare to take an Uber.
Right.
If you get packages delivered, you're going to, she said it to you. And she said that she's being open and transparent about it.
We're not censoring this. I'm going to talk about tolling. I'm going to talk about charging TNCs more. I'm going to talk about potentially charging more for package deliveries, charging more for payroll tax, basically going after everybody who has money.
That's amazing.
How do you feel about the tolls? Like, would you be okay with the tolls coming into Massachusetts? I mean, I guess you play.
Don't we already have those on the pike? What are we doing?
Well, but they're trying to get the people that are coming from New Hampshire, for instance.
So we pay those anyway. Price us out of the city so that it's basically not affordable to live in the city, and force people into the suburbs where it's now even more expensive to live in the suburbs, and you're charging us more money just to get to the city so that we can work to afford to live in a place farther outside the city.
Right.
How does that make sense? Make it make sense.
And if you come in through New Hampshire, especially come down 95 South, you got to go through a toll anyways.
So but that's a New Hampshire toll. So you're going to go through the New Hampshire toll,
and then
you're going to go through the Massachusetts toll.
Yeah,
did you see that story I sent on Friday, Greg, with the Globe stats on between 2006 and 2022, the absolute mass exodus out of Massachusetts?
Yes.
And
yes.
If you're anybody, and she covers the entire spectrum of low income, middle, and rich in that whole thing, where she's targeting both Uber and Lyft drivers and rich people and how they drive around the state. I mean, Maura Healey tells us in person that she is, quote, doing whatever she can to make more people live in the state, right?
Yeah.
But her transportation guru, who's making $200,000 of Massachusetts taxpayer money is saying she's attacking anybody that has money. How does that make sense?
Or if you drive a pickup truck, so people right. are not going to want to stay here, especially with, you know.
What are you going to replace your truck with?
I don't know. I'm going to have to get a Prius.
Can you imagine Wiggy driving around in a small car?
And I know.
Even like an SUV, I think is too small for
you. I'm going to have to get one of those, what do they call those Cooper things there?
Mini Cooper?
Yeah, Mini Coopers.
That'd be cute.
What is she driving? That's probably what she's promoting.
You'd have to have, I don't think you'd fit entirely in it. You'd have to drive with your head out the window.
Oh, I couldn't take my boys anywhere because they're too big. I don't
like
know.
One of those clown cars?
I mean. What is she? That's it. I can't believe that she really said that. That's the thing that is more disappointing than anything, where you're like judging people. Like, I don't care what kind of vehicle you drive. If you want to drive a Prius, like, I don't judge you, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your comfort. You know, I like the comfort of a big vehicle, roomy. Yeah. I love having the bed on the back just in case I got to move some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The type of person who wants to buy that car, and I am 100% passing judgment.
I'd love to see her car so I can pass some judgment.
I thought that we were supposed to not pass judgment on things we didn't know.
No. Please put up a picture. Tibbetts Nut. Miss Tibbetts Nut. Is it Miss? Mrs.?
Miss. It might be Miss.
Okay.
Who knows?
Well, whatever. Put up a picture of you on your vehicle so I can pass judgment all day long. I would love to.
Could you imagine bragging about judging people who drive a truck? And you're an electric.
She compares it, Chime. If you go on in that audio that was my lead, she compares driving a pickup truck to driving an 18-wheeler.
And I am 100% passing judgment on someone who wants to drive basically an 18-wheeler as their personal car.
It's really? Not an 18-wheeler.
Not even close.
Who has an 18-wheeler as a personal car?
Like,
please.
There are people who need a pickup truck for their job.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
And people just like pickup
right.
trucks.
That's how they go to work and pay their taxes right. to the state.
Well, and I build the things that you need to survive.
Right.
And I bet a lot of the people that actually work for the state, whether it's DPW or some of these other, you know, driving pickup trucks. What is she saying about those type of people?
No.
We got to do everything in our power to see if we can get Miss Tibbetts Nuts on the phone so we can ask,
right.
you know, what type of vehicle you drive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll get to Courtney and today's news next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for...
What sort of holiday foods have you been enjoying over the last few days?
Well, I've been eating everything that's put in front of me.
The news.
I've been eating pasta, which I love. Yeah. Eating a lot of chicken parmesan. I've been eating all Italian foods, basically.
And ice cream.
And ice cream. Chocolate chip ice cream.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
No appetizer makes me shake my tatas more than hot mozzarella sticks.
Really?
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Hannibal Lecter
vibes. I think it was
on WEEI.
Mozzarella stick talk reminds me. Do we have a place for dinner on Thursday night before we go to the poorhouse for our draft party pregame?
I don't think we do.
I just know one place we're not going.
We got to figure that out,
though.
I
mean, we could just have dinner at the poorhouse.
That's what I like.
I think that's a good call because it'll be good to get situated. And then, you know, I kind of want to be where the TV is, too.
Yeah.
With the draft going on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
they
I
have
like.
A great menu, too.
I got the lemon pepper wings.
All right, maybe we'll... You do love the wings there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, it's Roadshow number one. Roadshow season 3 is upon us. And we'll be in Vermont on Friday morning at the Stone Church in Brattleboro with you. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to hang out on Thursday night in Keene at the Poorhouse. And it's all presented by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time New England.
I have to refigure out my outfit now that Curtis is saying it's going to be 30 degrees morning.
That's a big... How long does it take you to decide what you're going
to
wear?
Well, I like to dress up for the road shows. You know.
Well, you love the road shows.
I love them, so I have to spray tan this week.
What is it about the road shows that you love?
Meeting people. I like meeting people. I like hugging people. I like making personal...
You're giving
personal...
out free hugs?
Yes, always.
Okay.
There are some people that always go in for the handshake, and then I go, is that rude for me to still go in for the hug?
No.
I think it's fine.
You're fine.
I think that's fine.
Okay. And there's a beautiful boutique in the Days Inn we're staying at. You might be able to pick up something there if you want to.
Perfect.
All right, let's get to the news.
Okay, an investigation is underway after a man was found dead in the trash area behind Shoppers World in Framingham late Saturday night. Autopsy will be done to determine cause of death. They said apparent trauma on the body when they found this man. We can hear from Moses Davis, who works nearby on BZ.
It's a pretty safe area. Like, you don't, like, even late at night, like, you don't really have to worry about, like, I don't know, someone, like, robbing you or, like, attacking you. All we can do is trust that the police, you know, they can do their job and, you know, catch the person quickly. Hopefully, you know, no one else gets hurt.
Wow.
Quick Ask a Boomer, Shime, about Shopper's World. When I was a kid, we used to go there because they had the live reindeer outside every Christmas. Shoppers World used to be like an outside mall.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it still is.
It's
right.
A lot of shops, but it's not a mall. It's just like a shopping. Like,
I think honestly, it was one of the first malls.
Strip malls?
One of the first malls in the United States of America, I think.
Shoppers World.
It was great. You had the Houlihan's. You had the Bennigan's over there.
Yeah, I think it was right next to the Caldor.
I love the Caldor.
That's
where they got that TV for John Sterling, the Caldor.
Speaking of reindeers, new Netflix show called Baby Reindeer. It's a bit weird. Disclaimer. Episodes 4 and 5 get a bit spooky, but very, very interesting. Based off a true story.
Is it like crime related?
Yes. This guy works at a bar. Woman comes in. She seems sad, down on her luck. She's crying and alone. And so he is very nice to her and gives her a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. He says, on the house.
And then no spoilers.
Rest is history.
What's it called?
Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer.
But I'm warning you, episodes 4 and 5 get weird.
Netflix?
Netflix.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Boston police responded to dozens of reports of drag racing in the Back Bay early yesterday morning. The call came in from the intersection of Dartmouth and Marlborough, with the caller saying there were 40 individuals yelling and about 15 cars driving up and down the wrong side of the roads. We can hear from one neighbor, Rich Blanco, on Boston 25.
They were just driving in circles around, skidding, making a lot of smoke with the tires, and it really looked like people were going to get hit. I mean, it was really scary. A lot of young people, a lot of people, it was somebody who's climbing up on the lamppost and watching from above. Every corner was occupied. There were some cars facing with the lights in. There were some laser pointers.
Oh, jeez. No, they have laser pointers. Wow.
Anything from Miss Tippett's nut on that?
No.
Okay.
That's okay.
There was no pickup trucks. That's why.
As long as there weren't any pickup trucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to love this next story because Happy Earth Day. Saturday, dozens of climate change activists gathered at Hanscom Field Airport to protest the expansion of private jet capacity there.
Okay.
So there's been a proposal to expanding the airport to add 17 new private plane hangars.
Yeah.
And 20 people were arrested at this protest.
Were they lying down on the runway?
It was a lot of signs. We were having issue with Twitch this morning. I had photos of all of the people with their signs and everything, but go Google it. You know,
how did they get there?
Probably walked.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Biked. Yeah.
You know what? Everybody gets on me about, not this today, but in general, about my take on global warming. It's very simple. The people that scream the loudest about the impending doom, do the least to prevent it. It would be akin to someone screaming in your house, there's a fire, waiting, watching everybody leave, but sitting at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to act and change my life until the people that are screaming about it actually change theirs.
I think oftentimes, I don't want to assume anything, but it may be driven by jealousy because I don't think they can afford to fly on a private jet.
Right.
So
I don't like to assume, but I would agree.
I think that might be part of it.
Yes. We can hear their chants.
Okay. All right.
When the rich fly private jets, climate change is what we get.
And that was not a bit. That was real.
That was real?
Yep.
Okay. So, I don't... Here's what I don't understand with the climate change people, or especially when it comes to private jets. Aren't there more, like, commercial and domestic flights than there are private? So why aren't they, like, at Logan protesting, saying, hey...
Because that's how they get to Florida, when they need to fly.
And they need more people flying, so it's cheaper.
I appreciate that answer.
They're not trying to ban... everybody flying. Right. They just want to ban people who have the money to fly in a private jet.
Can we hear it one more time?
Yes, of course. Yes, we can.
When the rich fly private jets, climate changes what we get.
Very effective.
That's a one seed for next year's Drop Madness.
They had a whole year to think about an Earth Day chant.
That is so good.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to Courtney and the rest of today's news, including Florida not like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
That is coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.